Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. I'm so hyped right now. Not because of who I'm interviewing. I'm hyped about him as well. But I've changed my diet. You know, I can't even say that it's a diet. I changed my lifestyle as far as eating, and I have this like newfound energy right now. I'm on a gluten-free diet, and I only eat gluten-free foods, and also I'm doing the raw food diet. And when I say I feel good, I feel so energized. I've never felt so alive in my entire life, and the gluten-free diet was something that I had to do because of a newfound disease that I was diagnosed with, Celiac disease, and I decided to, I'm tired of being in pain, I had gotten bored with food, and I said, you know what, I'm trying to be here at least almost to forever. If that's even possible. I'm trying to be here as long as I can. I want to see my son graduate from college, get married, have kids in that exact order. And it was just time. I just had a birthday. I'm grateful and I'm so blessed to still be here on earth, on top of the dirt. And I just made a lifestyle change, and I started with myself. My family is slowly, gradually joining in, and I'm just excited, and I'm going to have a show about it. But yeah, that's why I'm amped right now. I'm all hyper and perked up, and I haven't had any sugar. I haven't had any meat in a couple of weeks, and I feel good. Okay? Anyway, today's special guest is gospel artist Canton Jones. Now, one of my Facebook friends hit me up to Canton a couple of years ago, and I was hooked. You know, I found myself downloading legally his music, you know, checking out the videos, sharing with my family, sharing with anybody that wanted to listen on Facebook, Twitter, about my newfound love of Canton Jones. And I love his music because it has a little bit of everything in it. It has some R&B, some gospel, hip-hop, pop. It's fused and seasoned with so many types of music, and you just can't help but fall in love. But I'm going to come back with Canton. But before we get to Canton, we're going to play one of my favorite songs, and one of the songs, first songs that I heard that just started off my fanatic fan rage of Canton Jones, and it's called I'ma Stay Safe. We'll be right back right after this.
I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe.
Even though I'm
out of time,
I'm still
out here.
I'ma
stay safe.
Excuse me, Mr. Me and my wife was in front of the line.
Yes, sir.
I don't think it's right if I allow you to skip me. I just wanna keep peace. Give me tickets to this movie. I'm trying to be discreet, sir. It's really not deep, sir. We all gon' get a seat, sir. And we all gon' eat, sir. So please, will you calm down?
Homie, put your arms down.
I don't wanna show down,
but it's about to go down.
It's a nice night, but we just can't act right.
Just because I'm Christ-like
doesn't mean I'm nice. Like I'ma be the bigger man and let you bump me. Cause it's 80 y'all and y'all probably gon' jump me. And Harry looking crazy and all in front of my company, man.
I'm not gon' play the ball.
Chillin' is the right move. Let me think I got a choice to make. Go to jail, go to hell or stay safe. Baby, put the mace away.
I'ma stay safe. Ain't gon' start cussin'. I'ma stay safe. Ain't gon' start cussin'. I'ma stay safe.
number nine. You gave me a number four. You forgot the supersize and forgot my apple pie. So miss, if you'd be so kind, I am sort of pressed for time. Will you take this number four and switch it with the number nine?
Go to the back of the line.
Ma'am, you got me messed up. I have an important meeting. Why you think I'm dressed up? Gator shoes and vest up. If I go back, I'll be late. Ma'am, if you could just give me a refund, that would be so great.
What you about to do? Break.
Can I get my money first?
You ain't gotta get loud and miss, you ain't gotta curse.
Can I see the manager before this thing gets any worse?
Oh,
well, I don't want this sandwich, yo. I don't want the money either. I just think I'll walk away
before I start pushing back to something I don't wanna say.
Gotta stay prayed up, cause people will test you. She's still cussing. See you later. God bless
you. I'ma say, ain't gonna start cussing. I'ma say, ain't gonna start cussing. I'ma stay safe.
And even though I'm hot inside, I'm gonna love you in me high.
I'ma stay safe. Ain't gonna start cussing.
I'ma stay safe.
And even though I'm hot inside,
when I'm driving on 285 and somebody cut me off and flip me the bird,
I'ma stay safe.
When I'm playing ball and they filing dog and I hit the floor and get up and say a word,
I'ma stay safe.
When I'm walking through the mall with my wife and somebody's still attempting to catch her eye,
I'ma stay safe.
When I go to the refrigerator and somebody done ate my sweet potato pie,
I'ma stay safe. Ain't gonna start nothing. I'ma stay safe.
It's a lot of things I wanna say.
I'ma
walk away. I'm gonna love it anyway.
I'ma stay safe. I'ma
stay safe.
I'ma stay safe.
And even though I'm high.
Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there.
Please give a warm welcome to Canton Jones, a.k.a. K-Jo, to the Side Effect. Welcome, K-Jo.
How you doing? I love the little effect with the crowd. I love it.
It's always a party, and I got to roll out the red carpet for you because, let me tell you, Canton, I have been a fan of yours for a minute. A Facebook friend turned me on to your music a couple of years ago, and I've been hooked. And when I started my show, you were one of the first people I thought about to come on the show, and I'm so glad that you are here right now talking to me. Thank you so much for taking time out.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Now, where are you from and where do you reside?
I'm from Florida. I'm from a small town called Deerfield Beach, which is near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, in a suburb called Fayetteville, which is near the airport in Atlanta.
Okay. Describe your music. There's so much fused into it. Describe your music for the audience.
Well, I'm it's better to describe where I got it all from. I grew up in a quartet family. So my dad was a quartet singer. I grew up coaching Church of God in Christ, which is like a Pentecostal movement. So I sing in the choir there. Of course, we grew up in a hip-hop generation, so that's where that influence came from. I went to Morehouse, and I sang in the Morehouse College Glee Club, so that's where, you know, different harmonies and then I'm silly. So, you know,
wow.
I got like a funny, weird imagination sometimes. Sometimes only my wife left. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
So it's hard. A lot of people throw it in the hip-hop pot. But, man, I lead praise and worship on Sunday, and, you know, so it's kind of all over the place. And really it's for ministries, you know, it's for the purpose of ministry to become all things to all, so I can win some. And I don't want to be limited when I go to a different place and may not be exposed to hip-hop or don't like hip-hop. I don't want to be limited. I want to be able to minister to those people as well.
Now, have you always done gospel music? Have you ever done any other genre of music?
Yes, I mean, I went and, you know, on my R&B, hip-hop, trying to make it big type of, you know, spin in my life. I was just chasing a dream.
Mm-hmm.
The music that I wanted to do, I didn't see a place for that in the kingdom. I didn't see a place for that in churches. I didn't see people on phones. I didn't see the doors opening in the body of Christ for people like me who do different types of music. So, you know, I always loved God. Even when I was doing hip-hop and R&B, I loved God. My thing was, man, you know, God, you gave me this type of groove. You gave me this talent to produce and write music, but there's no place for me. There's no place for this music in your kingdom or in churches. And, you know, so after I went out there, man, and, you know, I had some local success, made some money, done some things, but for the most part, man, I got my butt whooped out in that world, you know, and I was, you know, when I rededicated my life, God was telling me, now, I'm saving your soul, but the sound, I want you to use that same sound to reach the same type of people that you were trying to reach for the devil. I want you to reach those same people for me with the same type of music, the same type of sound. I want you to use that same type of sound. And I did. And thank God for him opening up doors and just being in places where they had never heard anything of the sort from rhythm and, you know, Christian R&B and Christian hip-hop had never been introduced to a lot of people. So, you know, God has used us to kind of blaze a trail, and there was a lot of people that came before me that influenced me. But as far as just having the boldness to stick with it, you know, God is just, he's just really giving us favor in that area.
That is so awesome for you to share. You basically created your own lane in this music industry and just kept moving. That is crazy. What has been the feedback from the youth that have been listening to your music and, you know, like it? I mean, what have they been saying?
Man, a lot of times, you know, that's really a lot of times we minister to the youth. You know, primarily, I'm called to youth ministry. I'm actually a youth pastor now. So, you know, being called to youth ministry, you got to definitely know what's out there. You kind of got to keep up with the times and know what they're listening to. And, you know, you got to understand the details about it. You know, they ain't wearing fitted caps no more. They're wearing snapbacks now. Okay. I gotta change my hat game now. You know, I gotta understand a lot about this culture, and so doing your homework, you're always, you know, you're gonna have some that don't like it on all scales because there's a variety, which is good. As long as it's kingdom, I don't care. But there's a lot of guys that really, really, really gravitate to the music, and we just keep putting it out for those. Man, there's some loyal fans that's been with me for 10 years. You know, that's really, really been supporting us and been behind us, you know, ever since me and my wife started KJO. So I really thank God for where I am. I thank God for what he's allowed me to see and be a part of. And, you know, and I guess the best is yet to come, you know.
And speaking of KJO, you started a company with your wife, Ramona. Tell us about the movement, KJO University.
KJO University is a mentorship program, and I believe, you know, in the scriptures, definitely the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we have this program called KJO University, where we are giving kids education. We're kind of having seminars every week for free to just sow into the lives of our teenagers. You know, and we can easily do, you know, seminars and have, you know, in charge people and do all that, but God led us to sow into the lives of our youth, give them the education about the business, give them opportunities to learn about the music and different types of music and expose them to different kids and different type of movements. And it's been awesome. This is our second semester. We started last January, so this is our second semester with this, man. And it's really, really, really been a blessing to us, man, because we're able to see kids grow. We're able to see kids write and perform music and just sit there and tutor them and stick with them and build with their families and everything. So it's been really great. It's been really, really great. God has blessed us with that. KJO University, our dream is to have a different branch in all of our major cities. So KJO New York, KJO Chicago, KJO, you know, and just have the university and the educational piece everywhere where men and women of God who know about music and know about praise and worship and know about different types of music, whether it be neo-soul, rap, you know, rhythm and praise, production, writing, publishing, whatever it is, that they can come educate our students to give them the edge, because a lot of times people get bitter because of their experiences and then either they never come back to the church or they're uneducated like I was and feel like the only success that you can have is in the world.
Right. That's so inspiring, and I commend you regarding everything you're doing, especially with our youth. You know, like I spoke to someone earlier this week that's also mentoring the youth in regards to bullying, and it takes a lot, and it takes a village to raise our kids, and I commend you, and I thank you for your part in what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You had the pleasure to work with some serious heavyweights like T.I., David Banner, Ludacris, John Legend, Kirk Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Smokey Norville, Dr. Bobby Jones. Are there any artists left within the industry you would like to work with?
Wow, man. I really want to work with, like, some really like Natalie Grant. Like Hillsong, I want to work with a lot of CCM artists, some pop artists. I would like to work just to bridge the gap, you know, definitely between genres and between ethnicities. Because sometimes we stay so separate. You know, a lot of times people say the most segregated day of the year, day of the week is Sunday, because when you look at our church, it's an all black church or all white church, or you know, and I believe, you know, our God is a God of many colors. You know what I'm saying? He created all types of people, you know, and for us to be brothers and sisters and celebrate our differences. And so I would like my music, which is different from a country artist, I want to fuse what I do with what he does, you know, and definitely get into those worlds and just do different types of music. So my wife, she's a jazz artist.
Really?
Jazz, neo, soul, just straight up. And I'm like, man, I marvel at what she does because it's not what I do. You know? But bringing those sounds together, she's always did my BGVs and helped to develop my sound over the years. And that's what I want to do. I want to take what I do and start to fuse it with other artists, you know, different praise and worship artists, different pop art, just different people, you know. And a lot of people don't agree with doing, you know, Christian artists doing stuff with mainstream artists, but I'll do it. As long as the song is not compromising, I'll do it because I feel like if their audience is going to listen to a song that I'm on, then I'm going to preach Jesus, and I'm going to tell them about Jesus being the light of the world. And I believe that those opportunities are coming, you know, so that we can reach those. That's what it's about.
Any future collabos with your wife?
Yes, we're doing I'm doing these EPs. Well, we got one record that's coming out on October 30th called Kingdom Business Part 4. So that's going to be everywhere. But I'm doing these EP, these five-song CDs that just allow me to explore different genres. And I'm doing one with my wife. We're going to do like a love CD and jazz. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that because it allows me to get into a different style of music. Just
right.
You know, not putting hip-hop or praise and worship on the shelf, but really just going to a different style so we can reach different people. Marriage, especially in the body of Christ, is under attack, and we have to make sure that we provide music to help feed marriage, the atmosphere of marriage, the culture of marriage and family, and that's what those CDs are going to be about.
I'm excited. I cannot wait. I'm going to stay connected with Cheryl so she can hook me up so I can share it with my listeners on the Side Effect Radio Show.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can't
now,
believe it.
You were recently nominated for a Grammy. Tell us about that. How does that feel?
Man, it's an awesome, awesome experience. We actually had a chance to go to the Grammys and take part in that. That was my first time actually being at the Grammys. It was a huge event and production on another level. And, you know, it was a great experience. We didn't win it, but we will win in the future, definitely. Just to be nominated and have the opportunity to be there with all of these stars and you know, but as I sat there, man, I was like, man, this place needs so much. They need Jesus. They just hurting. There's a lot of hurt in that place.
It is.
You know, so,
it is.
But it was such an honor to be there with peers, the best musicians in the world in one room.
Right. Wow. I have a couple of fan questions, two to be exact. One from Mimi. Mimi from Instagram wanted to know, what are a few of your inspirations?
Oh, wow. My family, definitely. I have a new son. He's 3 months old. I have a 3-year-old. And my daughter is 7. So my daughter is Love Jones. My son is Dominion. And my new son is Kanan. And so if you know anything about me, I name my records after my kids. And so I got to figure out a new name with my new son. I call him Styles. My wife got that pretty hair, and my hair is a little nappy. And this is out of all 3 of my kids, he ended up with his mama's hair. So he's Styles. He's a pretty boy. Call him Styles. But I get so much. It's a lot of things that inspire me to write. You know, just different issues. Something I read in the scriptures. Something that's going on in my life personally, something somebody said to me. Sometimes I'm just in the studio vibing to a track and the chorus just comes up. Depending on the track, you'll hear one side of me and then another track, you'll hear another side of me and you won't even think I'm the same person because sometimes I'm very aggressive on a song and then on other songs, I'm kind of chill. So it just depends on what it is and what I'm singing about or what the ministry is about. Like the first song on Kingdom Business Part 4, the first two songs, you probably going to think I was mad at somebody because they're just real hard songs, but I love them. You know, I love that hard part, but then I love some smooth, worship. You know, I'm an extremist when it comes to music. I'm all over the place. It's not really one genre that I kind of like it all.
And that's what I like about your music and your style. You give us both sides versus just one dimensional. You know what I'm saying? We get to see every aspect of Canton, and that's totally cool, and I love that about you.
Amen.
I have another fan question from Antonio from Instagram, and he wants to know, do you have any plans on making a song with Lecrae?
Yeah, me and Lecrae talk all the time. This time our schedules didn't allow us to do it with this new project. And I love what Lecrae is doing. I'm a fan of Lecrae. And so it's going to happen. It's going to happen
okay.
soon. I know everybody's been waiting on that for years. I know everybody saw
yes.
the performance sellers last year, so they're waiting on a record from us. Actually, on I got a chance to do something with The Truth on Kingdom Business Part 4.
Ooh,
but
nice.
But I didn't hook up with Lecrae yet, but it's coming. Trust
okay.
me.
I mean, we definitely got something to look forward to. What advice would you give someone coming into the music industry, pursuing music professionally?
Wow, man. I can only tell people what I did, you know, cuz sometimes the formula, there's no real formula to this thing.
Right.
But I would tell everybody to just make sure that you are serving your local church or serving your community with your gifts and talents. Be willing to give, sow, or be willing to serve in many capacities with your gift, with your music playing. Because a lot of times talented people want to immediately get paid. And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
even though you're worth your hire, sometimes, man, you got to be in servant mode. Every profession, especially a doctor or a lawyer, you have a period of being an apprentice, whereas you can learn and, you know, you're really paying the doctor to be there. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yes.
They're not paying you. You're paying them. So
mm-hmm.
I think musicians come that when you're talented, you feel that you should be paid right away and you should be in the kingdom, not mainstream or secular maybe, but when in the kingdom, you got to be willing to serve and you got to be willing to trust God by faith that he'll
mm-hmm.
take care of you. You know, my first CD, we gave that thing away. We gave it away. To so many people that, you know, I start running into people that said, hey, you already gave me one. You know, so, it was that aggression that I believe that God put me here to do music, and I was willing to take care of his business, so therefore, he had to take care of mine.
Woo, preach. That's a mouthful of truth right there. I'm getting ready to play one of my favorite songs. Can you introduce 5 Seconds for me?
Ah. This is one of the ones that I always do. I get a great response from this when I do it live. This is 5 Seconds right here on the Side Show.
There you go.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'm going to give you 5. I'm going to give you 4. I'm going to give you 3. I'm going to give you 2. I'm about 5 seconds away. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, 2,
one,
now everybody
one.
Go wild, go wild, go wild, go wild, everybody go wild, go wild.
that before. I guess this deja vu, like Beyonce and Jay-Z. My brains ain't lazy, cause when things are hazy, the truth could be just like Patrick Swayze. Oh yeah.
With you to find out what's going on with KJO University, new music. Where can we go?
You can go to my website, CantonJones.net, or you can follow us on Twitter at Canton Jones, or like us on Facebook, which is The Real Canton Jones. So you can / Canton Jones Fan. That is Canton Jones Fan. I'm sorry.
Okay, Canton Jones Fan on Facebook, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Before we go, what music should we be playing while we're waiting for the future project?
All Day Jesus. There's a song called All Day Jesus. There's also an EP out right now that's called Short Fuse that's on iTunes. You can go on CantonJones.net or KJO Tunes. I made my own iTunes. It's called KJO Tunes. You can go on KJO Tunes, and I put up, sometimes I just put up a single up there. That's for the people that can't wait for a record. You can go to KJO Tunes and always hear what I'm cooking.
Nice. Well, I'm getting ready to have KJO University, KJO Tunes on lock, because I'm going to share whatever you have on the show. And whenever you drop your next projects, you and your wife, heck, I need to have your wife on here when she has her projects ready to promote. So you guys, welcome on the Sci Effect Radio Show anytime, whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Sci Effect fan page. Also, I am Sci on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Sci Effect.